what's the name of that show? I know it. Give me a second. Oh, Sir Tone Bone Show. And I'm your host, Antonio.
I thought about, like, the woman that you would fuck with. Like, it ain't got to be, like, on the relationship shit. It just, like, shit. Just out of blue type of shit. Like, I can go back fast, like, the women I thought was attractive. Some women, when you fucking attractive, may just have some titties, whatever. Like, and I could put some old women on that list. Like, I met this one older lady where she probably like 62 or some shit. But when it came to the body, you would think she's like 20. You feel me? Now, a motherfucker may come at me like, what the fuck wrong with you? But, hey, I gotta be honest. Like, bro, motherfuckers age, but they still got that sexual, you feel me? So, man, me, shit, hell yeah, I fuck with an old lady. You feel me? I fuck a fat bitch, whatever. You feel me? Because not everybody old, fat, is ugly. Fat bitch got a body. Old bitch got a body. You feel me? If it ain't the body, the pussy might be wet. Or if it ain't the pussy, they got that motherfucking mouth. Let's keep it. This is some grown-up shit right here. You feel me? This shit ain't for the kids, man. You feel me? I'm saying, man. It's like, motherfuckers, why you with her? But we don't understand why that motherfucker fucking with her. He know why the fuck he fucking with her. You feel me? Maybe she can cook good or some shit. Or shit, she can fuck like a motherfucker. Because at the end of the day, when you really wake up, you realize looks don't mean shit, bro. You feel me? When you alone with her, you don't give a fuck about looks. Nah, when you're out in public, you give a fuck. Like, bitch, get the fuck away from me. But I don't know, man, because when she doing her thing, she look up at you and you're like, this bitch ugly as hell, but goddamn, she a freak. You know? Like, she, man, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I had some females I spoke to because I thought they was cute. And then it's like, when we really start talking and shit, I'm like, you ain't my type. Shorty too skinny or whatever. Another shorty, she got issues and shit. You feel me? It's like when you're dealing with a woman, you gotta accept her for her. Even her fucking flaws and shit. And it's like, bro, you got too much going on. And I don't think I can handle. You feel me? I got my own shit. And you tell me I gotta take on your shit? I ain't even got my own shit figured out? But I'm like, for real. Like, if I go out right now to the gas station some shit, and it's a shorty just staring at me, right? Right now, you talking about, bitch talking about, like, man, I'll put some money in your pocket. What the fuck I'm gonna do, turn her ass down? I'm like, shit, what up? How much you talking about? You talking about some bullshit, keep your ass warm. But when you really fucked up, you on some fiend shit. You know how fucking fiends always at your motherfucking door, like, hey, man, I need another fix. Like, shit, you like, man, fuck it. I might, you know what? I will fuck with you for that 20. Like, damn, 20, you really fucked up, cuz. Go get a motherfucking job. But, hey, man, all these fucking jobs say the same shit. Motherfuckers don't want to work, but I'm going to keep it 100, bro. It's always the same fucking story with motherfuckers you work with. Motherfuckers like, yeah, man, I'm doing this shit for my kids, whatever. Like, bro, your kids don't want you here working. They want to see you every fucking day. Like, so get your own shit going on. So where they ain't got to look for a fucking job. They like, shit, man, got my own company. Well, like, bro, like, motherfuckers don't think about that shit. They want to make it seem like they think about their kids and shit, but you're not, bro. You're putting a couple dollars in their fucking pocket. They can't live off that shit. Y'all working for, what, 401k and shit? That ain't no fucking money. What the fuck wrong with y'all, bro? 60,000, 100,000, bro. You cannot live off that shit, bro. Y'all motherfuckers piss me off every time I hear y'all motherfuckers talk about y'all 10-year plan and shit. Because y'all stupid as hell, dog. Like, get your own shit going. Stop fucking depending on these fucking companies. They're not looking out for you, dog. They're looking out for their goddamn selves, bro. Shit, invest in you. You are the fucking bigger picture, dog. Real shit, man. Like, y'all come on, bro. Your girl want to see you. Your kids want to see you. But motherfuckers spend so much time at these fucking jobs. And the fucked up thing when you get hourly pay. You really got it fucked up. You ain't even salary, cuz. Come on, man. It's your life in order, you know? Like, you gotta figure this shit out, man. A lot of you motherfuckers know how to fix cars and shit. Invest in yourself, man. Stop putting all the shit that you learned from this job, you could be doing on the motherfucking streets, bro. You feel me? You trying to please this motherfucker at this company. You feel me? And this motherfucker give you $20 an hour or some shit like that. And motherfucker, man, I make 30, I make 20. Bro, that ain't no fucking money, bro. Go talk to a lawyer, doctor. I'm talking about the top lawyer, the top doctor. Motherfucker tell you, man, I charge $1,000 an hour type of shit. You ain't getting paid like that. What the fuck you doing wasting your time working for this motherfucker? You crazy as hell. Man, I go in that bitch, get my dollars up, and walk the fuck about that motherfucker. Because waiting for a motherfucker say something stupid to me. Hey, I need you work on this. I need you work on this. Or you fuck this up. All right. Well, you fix it. I'm out. Because I ain't getting shit from this motherfucker. You feel me? You don't get enough on insurance. None of that shit, man. They don't take care of their fucking workers. When you get hurt, you screwed. You're screwed. Man, they like you all over the place. But we got to talk about that real shit, man. Motherfuckers don't recover that real shit, you know? They want to make that shit all pretty and shit, bro. We got to be 100, bro. Motherfuckers really got the game fucked up. You feel me? You trying to get by off this fucking job. And that's the thing. You have a fucking job. And you're trying to get by. That makes no fucking sense, man.